for Skyler.
Anything, it's good? Anything else?
It's great.
The shiur this week is sponsored by the Leshkowitz family, Lenishmas Rachel Basra Chaimai Ol Sholem. His yard size Aleph Thomas Beis Rish Chodesh. Also sponsored by the Wallerstein family, Lenishmas Achavr Shmuel Ben Achavr Ben Yamin Akain Ol Sholem. Yard size Chav Ches Sivan.
Okay, I'd like to speak about tonight is shtaros. One of the klolim regarding shtaros that seems to come up in every one of the yeshiva shemasechtas, with the possible exception of yevamis, where nothing seems to come up except yevamis. I say the chalais, I say. But to be magdim, the main kasha on dinei shtaros is a kasha that the rishonim ask. That is gzer sakasa by edis, mepiyam v'loy mepik savam. That edis could only say edis bal peh. Edim can't write a letter to Besdin and submit edis that way. Mepiyam v'loy mepik savam. So the question is, how does a person take a shtar and paskin based on a shtar? This is a kasha that Tosfos says a few places in Shas. One is Takan Yevamis. And one is in Ksubis and Chofam and Beis. And the Balamor, the Ramban is the Kasha, the Rajbe is the Kasha. How can you use a Shtar and Bez? The Mipiyam Balaim Mipik Savam, it's not a Kasher Eidis. The Ktsais, Simon Chof Ches, if Kot and Vav, it's not a typical Ktsais. The Ktsais doesn't say Chidushim in this Shikol as he usually does. But the Ktsais is misader the shittis on this kasha. Ktsais sets up the different shittis, and he calls it four shittis in the Rishayim, and the four are really in effect three. The Rambam shita is that all shtaros are derabbanan. The Rambam holds that a shtar that's brought into Bezdin and you're paskini based on a shtar, that's a din d'rabbanan. In the Torah, there's no such thing as a shtar. Every shtar is possible because of mepiyam v'loy mepik savam. And the whole concept of shtaros was invented by the Rabbanan, obvious necessity. Because if you think about it, you really can't run any type of world that has business in it without shtaris. If I lend you money and I have two witnesses, so I'm betting that the witnesses will live long enough and they'll stay in town long enough to say edis. Because if you're going to deny the loan, no telephones, you'll be far away, I'm going to be stuck. I'm not going to be able to prove it. I have to bring in the live witnesses. And the Rambam says that's why they made shtaris. This is the Rambam Perikim Alachadal and Filchas Eidus. He says shtaris ad Rabbanan. The Mechaber in Simon Chav Ches paskins this way. At least the way the Shach understands the Mechaber paskins this way, that shtaris ad Rabbanan. When it comes to Dinei Maminis, it doesn't make such a big difference if shtaris ad Raisa ad Rabbanan. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, at the end of Sherish Beis, the Ramban is Matmiya. What's the Kasha? How could Shtaros be the Rabbanan? What? Pasik? You have it in Nach, but Nach could be the Rabbanan too. You're asking good from Nach. But you guess from Chumash. In Kiseitze, it talks about a get. It says Beferish, a get is a written document. So the idea of shtaris is beferish in the chumash. So the Ramban in Sherish Beis is matmiya on the Ramban. But the teretz that the Velt attributes to Reb Chaim, which is actually in the Sivis, that says this teretz and others, I guess it's made more famous by Reb Chaim. But the teretz that he says is that there are two types of shtaris. That there's a shtar in the Sivis and Simachav Ches in the same place. There are two types of shtaris. There's a shtar kinyan and a shtar raya. A shtar kinyan is a shtar that does something. Thank you. That causes something to happen. A shtar kinyan, there are very few shtar kinyan. A shtar kinyan is either a shtar gittin, a shtar kedusha, where the shtar causes something to happen, or a shtar mechira, a shtar that you sell, a karkas nikna b'shloisha derachim b'kesef b'shtar b'chazaka. So a shtar ketuay for kinyan. A shtar kinyan is a shtar that you use and it's done. I want to sell you my property. We want to finalize it. So we write out a shtar. I give you the shtar. I get the property. No, you get the property. The shtar is work that I give you the shtar. You get the property. That's called a shtar kinyan. A shtar kinyan is zichadai raisa. It has nothing to do with the PM Olympic Savam. Sometimes I have somebody who borrowed money without a het to iska. So they come to me, people always want to make a het to iska retroactively. You know, they come to me and they say, you know, you made without a het to iska. I say, okay, you can't, you made a loan without a het to iska, you can't pay interest. And there are 3 years of interest, it's $25,000. I say, too late. We're religious Jews, we don't pay interest. So they come, they want to make, you can't make a het to iska with my freya. They want to make the het to iska from now on. You can't make it from now on, you borrow the money. So I tell them, there's only one way to do it. Pay back the money and take it again under a disk. He tells me, yeah, I borrowed $250,000. I don't happen to have that much money in my pocket. They always ask if they can write out a check for the $250,000. So I tell them, no, you could. Borrow money to buy a house or to buy a property. Be makna the house back to the... Not bad. Be makna the house to the malva. Pay up your loan with $250,000. Be makna it back. And then he'll be makna it back to you under the terms of a het to iska. So how do you do that? So you need a shtar. How do we do a shtar? We take out a piece of paper. I write on the piece of paper the date. And all the rules of get pashut. Parak get pashut, all the rules of how to write shtaris. The shtar has to say, I hereby. Shtar zu. Musach has to be the shtar does it. I write, I hereby so-and-so, hereby give so-and-so $250,000 worth of equity in my property located at this location. And he signs it without skipping a line, which you're also going to have. Everyone's used to skipping lines. Without skipping a line, he signs it. And then he takes the shtar, the paper has to belong to him, and he gives it to the malva. And with that, the malva gets the property. You don't need witnesses. So that's a shtar. Shtar, it's not a shtar raya. That's a, we didn't do anything that's going to be a raya later. That's a shtar kinyan. The shtar is done to make the kinyan. The shtar kinyan is dairas. It's not doing pi avalim piksavim. What I just did has nothing to do with edus. There's no witnesses here. No, it's not going to say this. It's a shtar kinyan. Same thing with a get. Now, we have Edom in a get, but the get itself is not a shtar kinyan. A get, a man gives his wife a get, and divorced. The get could be burnt up a minute later, and it's served its purpose. The purpose of the get is to be a shtar kinyan, to toy something. The Rambam says, shtaris ha-derabanan, he means shtar raya. A shtar raya, that's a derabanan. And that is when you write a shtar to bring this proof later. I lend you money, you give me an IOU. Or I sell you a house, and we do kinyanim. No chasar no kinyanim. But I want to have a shtar that I bought the house. That's called a shtar raya.
Eid chasim karati is not. If you hold eid chasim, is not.
Well, we pass an eid mesira karati.
If you hold chasim, do also be the rabbanim
shtar kinyan. Well, it has nothing to do with machleis eid chasim. Eid mesira is talk about the raisa by gittin, by shtar kinyan. No,
by
shtar kinyan.
Same problem with pizza.
Yeah, but you don't need Eidus B'chlal in Shtar Kinyan. If you don't need Eidus, you don't need Eidus. The Ksav Yodeh works as well. The Raj Rashita is Ksav Yodeh works by Gittin also. But certainly by Kinyanim it works. So by Shtar Raya, the Rambam holds all Shtar Raya D'Rabbanan because we have a problem with P.M. Alayim B'Piksav. So Rabbanan came along and they created this new idea of shtaris, that a shtar is something that you can use as a shtar raya. That's Shita Saramba. The other extreme Shita is Taisa Shita, that there's no such thing as Mepiyam V'loim Piksavim. You see, you have two choices. You have a stira between Shtaraya and Mepiyam V'loim Piksavim. So you have a choice. Either you say there's no such thing as a Shtar, which is the Rambam says, no such thing as a Shtaraya, or you say there's no such thing as Mepiyam V'loim Piksavim. So that's Taisus Shita in Yevamis and Ksuvis. Taisus says Mepiyam V'loim Piksavim is only Memayid Echerish. A person who's not able to speak. Everybody else, Taisus says, Kolaroi labilai bila makivbai. If he's right to say, I'm going to say this, he could do a pishtar also. He can do a mepik savam. And therefore, Shitas Taisus is that there's no such thing, in effect, as mepi and valayim pik savam. You can write, I'm going to say this, and send it into Bezdin, and show my Israel, and it works. Those are sort of two extreme shitas. It's interesting. The Sma says to be Simach on Taisvis when Adam Godel is called to say testimony, not to be Matriachim to come, to allow him to send in his Ksav. But these are two extreme shitas. He says no such thing as a Shtar, says no such thing as a Piyam Alayim Piksavam. So who's in the middle? The middle is the Baal HaMor and the Ramban. Rashba. In Rashi Shita, the Ktzais calls it. The Ktzais brings them, for our discussion, the Ramban and Baal HaMor are the same. There is a slight difference between them. But what's the Gea, our discussion tonight, basically, quoting the Ktzais, he says, Lo shayich be'edisha bepshtar mepik savam, kivan de nichtiv benusach hashtar. The side of the Baal HaMor and the Ramban is what Rabbi Chanan calls a din shtar. Is the Rambam, Mr. Rabbanan, like the other Rishayim, Mr. Rai, said the Torah created a concept of shtar. We call it din shtar. The din of shtar is a koyach hashtar that supersedes, as we'll see tonight, many halachis in Chayshe Nishmat. And the first one being Mepi Amalai Mepi Ksavam. A shtar that's written and used as a shtar raya, there's no psul Mepi Amalai Mepi Ksavam, and the edus of the shtar is Kamisha Nechgru Edusa Bevezna. Let me explain what that means. When you think about it, it's a mind-boggling thing. I have two witnesses that saw something. So I can bring them into Bezna. I feel they don't present well. They're going to get all confused. You know what I do? I go to them, I say, look, I don't want to bother you to come to Bezdin. Let's do a shtar. Let's write up a shtar raya. You write up a shtar raya, I bring the shtar to Bezdin. I bring the shtar to Bezdin. Can we shtar create some of Bezdin? They're not going to ask them any questions. A shtar, the kayach a shtar is that we assume it's good. A shtar you bring to Bezdin, it's a super proof. We assume it's good.
This is Dine Mom and so.
Dini Mamun, I'm only talking about Dini Mamun, right?
But why didn't
the truth is, it is. No, I don't want to get in trouble, but it's for other things too.
You said you give somebody Misa on it?
You give Misa based on it? No.
No, you can't.
Because Eidish Abishtar is Eidish Yati Yachal Azima. We'll see why. Remind me, my discussion will come to it.
Why? If you saw it here?
Because this man in the shtar could be mocher. Mocher is kosher. We'll see. Hopefully I'll get to it. Eidin shtar is Eidin Shiyat Yochel Azim. It's still good for moments. My point tonight is this point. That a shtar, the concept of either call it din shtar or kayach shtar, is a super kayach. And it supersedes everything. I'll give you when you start get poshut with the daf, you get to kuf samach aleph, you get poshut as a kuf samach. On kuf samach aleph, the Gemara has a case where a shtar is signed, I don't remember the names in the Gemara, I think it's signed Yaakov Eid. And the person says, but the person who signed it was Shimon. I don't know why he signed Yaakov Eid, he's not here. So the Gemara says, well, we say, maybe his name is Shimon ben Yaakov, and he signed his name Yaakov Eid, his father's name. Gemara says, "Lachotze finish, lachotzeh, you sign your father's name for your name." Gemara says, "Still, Losha Gemara Dilma Mishmei Davu Achasim." Maybe he signed in the name of his father. So what's going on? Strangest thing. You ever heard such a thing? You have a shtar. There's something wrong with it. They say, Dilma. Dilma. The Gemara doesn't say he always signs Bishma Davua. We say, Dilma Bishma Davua. Maybe he signed in the name of his father, and that way we're going to be Machshir. We're going to be Machshir.
To get a shtar.
A shtar. I'm not talking about getting. I'm talking about shtaris. I'm talking about shtar shtaris. So we say with a Dilma that we say such a thing.
What's the mark? You're saying it's Geraisa.
What
Pasuk shows that's
the Raisa? So the question is what the Makar is in the Pasuk. So Belina, that comes to Pesukim Aranach. But, this is the one Chalik. I need Hilchus Eidus. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. I'll show you a Rambam. Rambam says a very similar thing. You all know, Nimsechem Yem Karavei Pasul, the whole Eidus is bottled. Right, if you have not two, you have three, you have four, you have five Eidim. If one of them is a Karev, they're all possible. So someone once asked me, if a mother-in-law is against the Shidduch, under the Chuppah, she could just be Mechavin to be an aid, together with the two Eidim Kedushin, and then Nimsech a Karev possible. What's wrong? Is that a good plan? Now what's wrong with it? What's the answer?
They specify two.
They specify. What does it mean exclude? The language we designate them as witnesses exclude. So someone will go kill somebody and he'll say, I designate my relatives as Eidus, the exclusion of everyone else. No such thing. I'll tell you. Yeah, there's no such thing that I designate them as Eidus, the exclusion of everyone else. No one else can be Eidim. Not true. It means they're not part of the same cut. The rule is when people are mechavin to say this together, then Nimsech Mi and Karav Apostle, they're all apostle. But let's say you have two Eidei Kedushin. And you announce and we designate these two to the exclusion of everyone else. And they're Eidei Kedushin. You find their Karavim of Suman. You have two others. They say, we saw it. It's 100% kosher. To the exclusion doesn't mean they're not Eidim. It means they're not Mitzarif to be a Kat for Nimsech and Karav Apostle.
But that answers what the Rabbi asked.
That what?
That their mother-in-law.
So that answers the mother-in-law. Of course it is mother-in-law. So the mother-in-law, unless the two Eidim are happen to be Eidim together with the mother-in-law, it's not a problem. So listen to a Rambam. Shtar shaya Eidim merubin. You have a shtar with multiple Eidim. Nimtzeach miyam pasul. And you find that one of them is pasul. So, now, the Rambam says, if they're here, you call them in. You ask them, will you mechavin say this again? What is it they're not here? You have a shtar, three people sign, one is a kariv, one is a pasul. So they're not here to ask them if they were mechamen to say this together. If you know they meant to be one kat, it's bottom. If you don't know, tiskayim ha'edis b'shar. V'loma mekayim ha'edis b'shtar. Listen to this. Why you mekayim ha'edis? You have three signatures. One's a karim. Sharei efshir shechosmo aksherim. Maybe the ksherim sign. V'nichu mokim legodol achsayim. And they left a space for the relative to sign. Maybe it seems a bigger adam godol than them. U'boze ha'karav e'posel v'chosim shaloi midaitam. What's going on? You have your ishtar. Let's see the apostle smack in the middle. In the middle of the three, you have a car of apostle. So we say, if we could ask them, will you mechavim together? We ask them, we can't. We say, well, maybe they didn't say this together. They didn't say this together, why is it in the middle? Yeah, maybe the last person to sign felt the other one's more of a gadol than him. See, he signed lower and left space for a gadol to sign. And then the karav came instead of a gadol and he signed instead. With machshir ishtar, why? The Rambam says, Shari efshir shechas vaksherim. V'inichu makim. Because maybe. That's how you machshir ishtar. You machshir ishtar with you might see mama with ishtar. You might see mama because Shari efshir. So Reb Chaim is going on this Rambam. And he says it's klal, but shahar yevshir. Rabbi Chanan in Bava Basra, the Perikat Pashat, the fourth piece, Aistovkov Tzadik, is going on identical Gemara. Gemara says someone said Yaakov Eid, Dilma Mishmei Davu Achasim. Maybe He meant to sign his father's name. What's Dilma? Yamasha Shtaris with Dilmas? So they say this Yisayid, which is the Yisayid I want to present to you tonight, and I think it helps in the whole Perek at Pashut, certainly helps in all Yoni Shtaris. They say a clown that by Shtaris we do anything to assume that a Shtaris Kasha. We do whatever it is that's necessary, even if it's just possible, to say it's kosher. The language in Tofrei Shlamet Hei is short and clear, Rabbi Chanan's Lashon. Klalahu, Shehabo Lifsol Shtar, Olav Haraya. Even I'm using the Shtar by Tzimamim for you. You want to pass the Shtar, you have to prove it. Shekachu Din Shtar. That's a din shtar. The din shtar is an assumption that shtaris are good, and unless you can prove it, the assumption stands. We assume shtaris are good. So Dava Hamavel, Rashi says the lechotze finish the ziyufe. It's an amazing thing. People have respect for shtaris, even though today you can forge shtaris very easily. It's very easy to forge shtaris. I remember, I was bringing my son home from Eretz Yisrael for a chasana, and El Al wanted for the student ticket, it was the middle of the semester, so to speak, said he needed a copy for the ticket of my son's student ID from college. It was a Mir Yeshiva. They don't have student ID in Mir Yeshiva. So what do? So I went to the computer. He had an extra passport picture. I typed student ID Mir Yeshiva with the address. I left blank his name. I put a little picture. It's okay. It wasn't a lie. I put a little picture, and I laminated it, and I sent it in to them as student ID. I left it on the computer because years later I needed it for another son. So I did it again. I made a student ID card. So, and they respected it. Anybody could do it. I'm not a wizard anything with computers. You know, the whole thing was so messy. You know, you would think. But that you're bringing a shtar and the people respect it. I did it, but at least it was true. It wasn't a fake thing. But what? He wasn't there, but the student ID, like a double pella. It's.
But there's no mezuzah. You can only say mezuzah on
a
shtar, right?
So we paskin that every shtar mezuzah needs a tayar chazaka b'shtar shenasa b'gol. The chazak of a shtar is that the shtar is good. As a matter of fact, the Gemara Ksubis says chazak of a shtar shenasa begadol. If witnesses come, they say we signed the shtar, but it was before our bar mitzvah. The witnesses themselves, tell the gedolim, then they're on it. They say we signed it before your bar mitzvah. So it says that yechesam beis. If they have a pesha aser, if they have a migu, they could have said we didn't sign it. So of course they believe. Bless you, Makayim, the signature. It's a known signature. And they didn't themselves say that we were Ketanim. Nothing doing. The Shtar is kosher. The Shtar is Chazaka, the Shtar is Shadasa Begala. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, how could you have a Chazaka? What's the Chazaka? Chazaka, the Shtar is Shadasa Begala. It's a Chazaka on Ketanim that they don't sign Shtaris? Chazaka on Ketanim? How do you have a Chazaka on Ketanim? Well, Rabbi Kivega says Rashi's lashon is that the malva would make sure they're not ketan. Chazaka and a malva, he wouldn't get ketan. He says, Rashi, it's good. But Tosis says it's chazaka that ketanim wouldn't sign. Chazaka and ketanim wouldn't sign? Okay, I don't know. Some ketanim, maybe a 12 or 12 and a half year old, but a 10 year old. I mean, you give him a lollipop and he'll sign. Today he wouldn't have a lollipop. But it's the same yisayid. It's the yisayid of chazaka's. That we assume shtaris are good, no matter what. Whatever, I mean, not no matter what. If you find Edom to pass the shtar, then Edom are possible. But otherwise, it's not. Rabbi Chanan brings a few other examples of this. One, he brings from later in from Daf Kufa and Aleph in Get Pashit, where you have a shtar that was signed, but the signed date was Shabbos. And we know that these from people, we assume they would not have signed on Shabbos. Now, the question is, what do you do? So they made a mistake with the date. So it was a mistake. It's 50-50 chance. It could be it was Friday and they dated a Shabbos. Could be it was Sunday and they dated a Shabbos. What's the difference? A post-dated shtar is kosher. Mokhu is kosher. If it was Sunday, then it's a pre-dated shtar. Shtar mukdam is possible. 50-50 chance. So we assume that it's a shtar mukher. Yeah.
Why wouldn't we assume what's a Shabbos?
In English dates, it would be that way. But Hebrew dates, remember, go from Shkia to Shkia. So it's not Shabbos.
It's not
Shabbos. What?
It's Shabbos date.
It has the date, not the day, but the date, the date of Shabbos. So we assume the Rabbi Chana brings from the Rajbam on Kuf Ayin Aleph that we assume that the shtar is a kosher shtar. It's a 50-50 chance. Nevertheless, we assume it's good. Habolif so shtar olav araya hilkach mamidim shtar zeh becheskas mocher v'toyin ki mugdamu lepaisloi olav araya ad kan l'shoyim Rabbeinu Chananu. That it means you can teach your star two ways, and if you can teach your star two ways, you assume to teach it a good way. The assumption of a star is that it's good. So, I mean, we already mentioned to you a number of cases, the case of Chazakav Nasa Begadol, Shtar Mocher. The most incredible case is a Meiser Shehoya, a Chuvas HaRashba. And the Machana brings it earlier in Bava Basra, Kuf Pei Aleph. And it's just mind-boggling. The Psak of the Rashba, I mean, this idea that a Shtar, it's a din that we assume Shtar is Hagun. He brings it in Kuf Pei Aleph, Chuvas HaRashba, Chela Beisim, Reish Lam and Zayin. Now listen to the case. Ruvain, Chasav Nechasav Lebnai Shimon. You have a man, he writes a shtar, he's giving all his nechasim to the daughters of someone else, of Shimon. And assuming it's done in a way that it's chal, whatever you're learning here, Shneichlim, it's chal. So he wrote a shtar, I'm giving all of my money to the daughters, let's say Shimon has, I don't know how many daughters he has, let's say he has five daughters, and I'm leaving my money to divide it between the five daughters. And Adam signed it. And Ruvi died, and the daughters come to be teveh. One of the witnesses is the husband of one of these daughters. One of the Edim is the husband, or the father of the husband of one of these daughters. Pasul Edis. What happens to the whole shtar? The whole shtar is no good now. Once one of them is Pasul Edis, so it passes the whole shtar. It should passel the shtar. So the Rashba paskind yesh lahachshir ashtar. The chazaka in edom chesim ashtar and okay nasa behechshir. We have a chazaka edom not going to sign unless it's done properly. Okay, roy leimer shalahaisa hakroiva b'chal amatana kadeshi ei ashtar kosher. So Rashba paskind. That must be when he said B'nai Shimon, he meant all the daughters except for this one daughter. Yeah? To be Mashir the Shtar. Mavlarai, the Shtar says, I leave all my money to B'nai Shimon. But one of the Eidim is a carved to one of the daughters. So Zakta Rashba, therefore, we're Mashir the Shtar, we say he meant all the daughters except for this daughter. I'm not willing to swear that's what he meant. But Akadei Kach is the din of Kayach Hashtar. Rabbi Chana is not finished. So
that daughter doesn't get.
So that daughter doesn't get. But the other four daughters get. We're mashal for the other four daughters.
How was those daughters not related to...
Because it's this one daughter's husband's, either the husband himself or the husband's father.
But that's not related to the daughter.
It is. It's the daughter's father-in-law. It's the husband's father. It's Baslai this time. So he's out. So, yeah. So listen to Rabbi Chanan's clear. You have to understand this. Ruvain wrote, I leave all my nechasim to the five daughters of Shimon. Turns out one of the daughters is married to one of the witnesses, or the son of one of the witnesses. So we say, oh, Ruvay meant all of them except for him. Fine.
You really said five?
He doesn't say a number. No, if you say a number, you'll be right. I'm giving a marshal. It doesn't say a number. It says custom, then it would be, then you're right. Then it would be a proof. Unless we go fish out another daughter. I don't know. No, it doesn't say a number. I'm just giving a marshal for explanation purposes. So B'chanan clause like this. They come to Besdin. One of the Edom is a car to one daughter. Oh, he meant the other four daughters. Later, they find out that the Kedushin of this man to that daughter was not a good Kedushin. It was not a good Kedushin. Maybe the Edom Kedushin was Psulim, or he was Mekadish. It turns out it's worth less than a Shabbat Pruta. The Kedushin are bottle. Now, would we go back and say he means all five daughters? He meant all five daughters, on the one hand. If we really believe that Reuven and Shimon realized one of them is a Kariv, then he meant four daughters. At that time, they thought they're married. But Rabbi Chanan is saying, I don't really believe necessarily that Shimon meant four out of the five daughters. It's a halacha that I have to be mashed the star that way. If nothing forces me, right, I'm mashed the star because maybe, because Epsher. So just like when one of the daughters is a Kariv, I say Epsher, he meant the other four daughters, and this was not included. Same thing now, when the Kedushin are bottle, so now I'll say that maybe he meant all five. Yeshlachkar. In this Achakach, Kedushin 8, have a Kedushin Tos. Igloy Milsa Shaloya Yakarim, Kasimasik Shera. El Shadiz Barisha Bishas Chasim Aloy Naida. The time he signed, nobody knew that it's a Kedushin Tos. So Ishaich Lodim Tam Chazal Kanal, the Hod Amin Chazal Gino Chazim Mishtar, Vidini Ashtar, Litla Isham Istama Beher Shadas. It's a din in Shtaris that we assume Shtaris were done Beher Shadas, they were done properly. My point is that the Kayach of a Shtar is way beyond what we would expect with the Klalei Ashas of Mitzvah of Araya, of proving things. The idea that every shtar is becheskas good, it's a din which goes so far as to say that when it's possible it's good, we assume it's good. We don't have to question the witnesses, and the assumption is it's good. If you tie his mezuzah, if we have to show the signatures, if someone ties the tine is buried, that's mezuzah, if you have to mimkaim signatures. But once you know that there's a shtar, the kayach shtar is such that It flies in the face, in some cases, it flies in the face of logic to say that we have to be Mekayim Shtaris. It's a Dabar HaMavel. Now, according to the Rambam, they're all Shtaris HaDarabanan. That's one thing. L'didan, that Shtaris HaDaraisa, it comes out that Kilu, the Torah recognized that you can't run commerce without shtaris. You can't run without shtaris. You're in big trouble. Without shtaris, how are you ever going to have anything that's kayim for a long period of time? You're going to have to bring the live witnesses in, the PM, and not Eidma PA, the non big savam. And how are you going to ever run a thing? If I buy a house, I have two witnesses. I mean, the next generation, the Marikama will come. When one witness dies, it's a jackpot. Imagine, I sell the house with two witnesses, and one day he dies within 3 years. You have a chazaka. I hit the jackpot. I can go get the house back. That what? You can do a kiyum in Bez. That's true. A kiyum in Bez. That's only once we have a concept of shtaris. Once you have a concept of shtaris, if there would be no concept of shtaris, then things couldn't run.
That doesn't yep. Answer why you. But Rav said at the point that you're allowed to send the shtar to Besdin on Avis. I mean, that doesn't answer that question. That answers that's not a
question.
What Rav said is that you're allowed to send your witnesses.
Okay, so you're right, because I picked a case where it doesn't seem fair. The idea that every shtar doesn't need cross-examination of the witnesses, doesn't need drisha v'chakira, it's basic. If a shtar needed, if it wasn't kimi shtar kerei dusan bebezdin, then you can never have a shtar either. You have to be chayke them. I'm saying that it just turns out that if I have poor witnesses and I don't feel they'll present well, or I think they'll get confused, I'm better off having them write up a shtar, send it into Beis Din. They won't need Drisha v'chakira. If I bring them in alive, they will need Drisha v'chakira. It doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem right. I have these two witnesses. So I have to get somebody who knows Cheshire Mishpat. They'll tell me, don't bring them in. They're going to confuse them. You're not going to be able to do my tzimam. Have them sign a shtar and do it with a shtar. If it has a din shtar, it'll be good. Now, there are rules for a shtar. A shtar needs das ha-meschayim. You can't just always unilaterally write a shtar. But Lamaisa, the bottom line is it is this way. Rabbi Chanan makes the point that Kayach HaShtar, Rashi says in Shas, is because of Lechotze Finish Luziyufe. A shtar is believed because a person does not have chutzpah to be mezayif. So Rabbi Chanan asks, that's an umdina. Since when are you mitzi money, mitzi mama with umdinas, with assumptions? More than that, the Pnei Yeshua on Gittin Dav Gimel says lechatzel finish leziyufe is only a rive. Rive in shia not chatzel leziyufe. There are miyat mezayfim. So Pnei Yeshua yes, we're not mitzi mama with rive. How could you do it? So this yisoid, this is Rabbi Chanan's yisoid. Rabbi Baruch Berin, Gittin Siman Tes, says the same idea. Rabbi Chaim, briefly in Hilchos Eidos, by the Rambam Perakei that I read before, says the same thing. And these are this rule of Kayach HaShtar, the ability of every shtar to withstand almost all scrutiny. And there is a condition that a shtar has to be written with Das HaMeschayev. Has to be written originally with the agreement of the one who stands to lose. It's not so simple. You just take two witnesses. I don't want you to come in. Write up a shtar. You have to write up the shtar initially. When you're doing the loan, or you're doing the sale, and you don't want to have to present these two witnesses, or you're afraid they're old, they may die. So you write it. The shtar generally needs the das ha-meschayev, the das that always stands to lose by it, to be written. But once it's written, it's written. What?
He's saying it never happened, though. So how do you have Das HaMeschayev?
There has to be a claim that you have Das HaMeschayev. It's true.
Well, and then what are the Rav's case
about
sending the witnesses to
Beis Din? Yeah, well, I'm not. We're talking about honest people, not crooked. If he's crooked, you're right. But
the Rav's case about sending witnesses to Beis Din, that's right. There's no Das
HaMeschayev
there.
That's true. If the witnesses walk in, they never need Das HaMeschayev.
No, but the Rav said that you could send you. The Rav said that you could send
your. Yeah, I oversimplified. You can't. If I have witnesses, they're afraid they won't present well. I can't tell them, okay, write a shtar now. It's not going to work. I don't have the meschayev agreeing to the writing of the shtar. I would have to lie in order to carry it. But if they present poorly originally, I cannot give him the loan unless he writes a shtar. I cannot sell him the house unless he writes a shtar.
Life pays for it.
What?
And a loan.
The Leiva pays for the shtar.
The
Leiva has to pay for it also, okay. He pays for it because, well, if the Malva agrees to pay, it's not a halacha, he has to pay for it. It says the Leiva, the practice is that the Leiva pays because he's the one that needs it.
The Rav said that you could send your witnesses, in the case of Mamanich, you could send your witnesses aedis by a shtar.
So that's not true. So what I stated was not correct. The shtar, I can send it with the shtar is correct, provided that I have the knowledge enough. I came one month to Shabbos and found out that I'm better off with a shtar than with live witnesses. And I originally wrote it, but that's a meschayev. With the time it alone, it doesn't have to be at the time it alone. But I have no way to get the live has not, it doesn't have an incentive to agree to a shtar unless I do it at the time it alone. If I do it at time alone, then it works.
And what's your raya that is Das HaMeschayev in the shtar?
I just have to claim Das HaMeschayev. It's like everything else. The assumption is that a shtar is good, and all I have to do is claim Das HaMeschayev. Reb Chaim has cases where you don't even need Das HaMeschayev. Reb Chaim says he calls it Das Baal HaShtar. Reb Chaim has a different lashon. He says the one who's the Baal HaShtar is responsible to create the shtar is the one who has to know. So, Chaim brings two or three cases, unusual cases where you have shtars without Das HaMeschayev. Be that as it may. This is the aside. What?
Doesn't the borrower have to sign it?
No, a bar doesn't have to sign ishtar. The Edom sign. Edom have to sign. That's all. If you want the borrower to sign, he can sign. It'll
the
be.
Say that this ishtar is no good.
That's what I'm telling you. Is that it's not so. If you have two signatures and you're Mekayim, you can prove that those are signatures. Then the assumption is the ishtar is good. The person who claims it's no good, he has to bring a raya that it's no good. Otherwise, we assume it's good. The business today is done with ishtaras all the time. That's the way. The kachidaka shalaylam that we trust ishtaras. It's very easy to be mezayif ishtaras. Not hard. With computers, it can certainly be mezayif ishtaras, and it's done. And still, there's such a concept. Even in the world today is much more suspicious of ishtaras. But lemaisa halacha recognizes kayak ishtar.
But if you go in and say it's not true, I mean, the court's going to look into it. That's a phone. I never did it.
Agree that all I'm saying is the one who ties Mizuyev has to prove it. I agree. He can find ways to prove it and he'll win. But the assumption of Ishtar that comes in front of us is that it's kosher, even if it's just efshir, it's kosher. Like Lashon Rambam, Lashon Gemara. Efshir, might be kosher, that's good enough. That's the halach of shtaris. When I started, there were only a handful of people here. The kasha I started with is the kasha of the Rishayim, that shtar be'etzem should be possible as v'piyam v'loim v'piksavam. That by definition, a shtar can't be a witness, and v'piyam v'loim v'piksavam, you can't say this from a ksav. And that's really what the whole thing is born from. That is this yisayid, which again, the Ktzais in Chav Ches Vav brings the Kasha. Possession Chayitin Din Imam is Ve'edah Shebishtar, but Sinu Arba Shitas. He calls it four Shitas. The Rambam and Taisvis are the two extremes that I mentioned earlier. And the Ramban and the Balamar are the first Shitas. The Ikar Shitas is probably La Halacha. Machaber passing it to Rambam. But the Ikar Shitas and Halacha, the Shah says that Ramban and the Balamar, which is essentially that there's a separate rule of Nusach Hashtar. When things are written in Shtaris, it has its own rules, its own klolim, and you have to learn Dinei Get, you have to go with this knowledge. The Ramban and Balamor have a slightly different language. The language I read you is the Ramban. The Balamor, I'll tell you the Balamor, it's a nice lomdis. They both say Shtaris are different. The Ramban says Shtaris are different because Nusach Hashtar is different. Balamar says, the Nusach Hashtar, since Hashtar is Das HaMeschayiv, it's not Ksavam. It's not the Eidim sending the letter. It's the Leiva sending the letter. It's Pik Savai. Since it sounds like a Chayyish Asar, right? The Balamar says that when you send in a Shtar that you're borrowing money, it's the Shtar, it's not Pik Savam, it's Pik Savai, Shalal Leiva. In the language of the Ktzais, that's the Balamara Svara. Even though it's signed by them, you're signed by them still. Either way, this is the rule of Nusach Hashtar. Nusach Hashtar is what? Look, between the Balamara and the Ramban, they're saying shtaris are different. Even the Rambam, who says shtaris are the Rabbanan, but he's also saying the Rabbanan created shtaris out of necessity. You can't, when you think about it, you can't run a business world without shtaris. If you have to bring live Edom all the time, especially when there was no telephones, how do you find it? You have an aid. You get an aid to sign that you're buying a house till you get a chazaka 3 years. You got to be sure he lives, and he lives here, and he's around until you get. You have to make sure you have Eidei chazaka, and you have to make sure they're around also. It's not. Gemara says you can't use neighbors.
I'm saying the lotion of the shtar is that it a loan took place that the mal
it's kiilum. It's kiilum. You see, they're all this is Rishayim. These are basic Rishayim, and they're all bending over backwards to explain how shtaris work. All right, so this is Perek Pasha. I understand you're still a little bit away from Perek Pasha, but I figured since there's not much Shabbos Shurim here in the summer, I'll give you food for thought as you start the Mr. Shem to Perek. A good tovach to everybody.
Oh, yeah, sure.
My pleasure. I thought it was the last year. Yeah.